Hi, everyone. This is Sean Wickersham. Thank you for listening to Leaders Direct, the official podcast of the Leaders Group. Today, we have a discussion with Beth Bryant and Bob Woods from one of our newer partners, Mutual of Omaha. They've recently launched a 401k product that's available for all of our reps to use with their clients and can also be distributed by our BGA partners. Keep listening to hear more.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining our Leaders Direct podcast. Joining us today is Bob Woods from Mutual of Omaha. Bob is an accomplished retirement plan professional with more than 16 years of experience in the financial services industry. His expertise lies in selling defined contribution plans, managing sales professional, and marketing to small and mid-sized organizations. He is currently responsible for sales support, training sales desk visits, professional conferences, and other business building activities. He works with financial professionals and the Mutual of Omaha sales team to develop tailored retirement plan solutions for clients and prospects. Thank you for joining us today, Bob.
Beth, my pleasure. Really appreciate you having us on. Glad to do it.
Great. So today we're going to talk about Mutual of Omaha Retirement Services. And we do want to mention that Mutual of Omaha is one of our preferred partners. They're a great partner with us. We've been working with them this year closely, and it's been fun. So, Bob, tell us a little bit about Mutual of Omaha Retirement Services and their involvement in the 401k space.
Yeah, certainly would love to, Beth. And just to echo your comments, yeah, the partnership between us and your firm, Leaders Group, has been tremendous thus far. We've already partnered up with a number of financial professionals that may be listening today. But if you're not, we'd love to get the chance to work together. So when you think about Mutual of Omaha, I think everybody in our space is familiar with the name. Not everybody knows that we're in the retirement plan space and pretty firmly. We've been in the space for over 40 years. So we've been here. We're a boutique provider, which means, you know, we're not out there selling thousands of plans a year. The way that we're set up in the 401k space is to really offer a high touch level of support. So regardless of your experience level as it relates to 401ks, you could have a number of plans today that you service, or maybe you don't have any and you're looking to build that side of your book. Our product is built and our service model is built in a way where we can support you and your clients for each road that you want to go down there. Typically, our product services small to mid-sized businesses. It's a fully turnkey product. So we really focus on that high touch, high level service model that I mentioned before, not just for financial professionals that we partner with, but as we trickle down to your client base, which ultimately here is the small business owner and their employees or in the plan participants. So we'll get into some ways of how we do that a little bit later on, but I think that's the key. We're not afraid of our size, so we are a boutique provider, but we like to use that to our advantage, which translates into more of a white glove service model for you.
Okay. So you talked about simplified investment selection and monitoring. Can you explain exactly what that means?
Yeah, so part of that turnkey process really is simplifying the investment process. And we think we have a pretty streamlined way to do that. So we've partnered up with a group called Mesro Financial, and they serve as both the 321 and the 338 fiduciary on our product, which really means it's taking a lot of the fiduciary responsibility off of your plate as a financial professional and off of your small business owner client's plate as well. And the way that they do that is really through a three-step process. We like to kind of keep that easy, clean, and simple, right? So the first step is selecting a QDIA, which means Qualified Default Investment Alternative. We typically utilize target date suite for that. We also have managed accounts. So really, when participants who may not know where they want to invest their money, there's some streamlined processes for them to automatically do that. If there is for financial professionals out there or clients that want to tailor their lineup a little, we do have four preset menus that are available. So you don't have to go out to the entire mutual fund universe and screen that down, kind of do that for you. And then we'll look at the plan, and based on employee investment experience and comfort levels, we could say, here's the best menu. Here's one of the four menus that we would look at to onboard for this plan. And then of course there are complementary investment options out there as well. But I think the main thing is not only keeping the process simple and easy, but also offering that fiduciary protection, which is key. So if you're not a fund picker, if you don't want to have that liability on your plate, not just as a financial professional, but as a sponsor of the plan for that business owner, that's something we can help mitigate quite a bit through this process that we just went over.
Okay. Okay. We often hear that plan administration and the fiduciary responsibility that comes along with it is a top concern among plan sponsors. What is Mutual of Omaha Retirement Services doing to address this?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Beth, because this is actually one of my favorite aspects of our offering. So there's a lot of responsibility that comes when you set up a retirement plan, especially from the business owner's perspective. And not a lot of business owners want to take that on, or in most cases even realize exactly what that entails. So think about things like the distribution of participant notices, and there are several that are required to go out every year. Think about things like processing plan transactions. So when an employee comes in and wants to take a loan from their 401k plan or distribution or apply for a hardship withdrawal, these are all things that fall on the shoulders of the plan sponsor or the business owner. Well, if they don't have an HR team and they're wearing a lot of hats and they're worried about running a business, these are typically things that we hear from them that they don't want to handle, that they would love to be able to outsource. So at Mutual of Omaha, we're proud to say we're one of only three providers in the small plan space that has an in-house fiduciary offering here. And the way this is referred to is a 316 offering. So all of the notice distributions, all the transaction processing, we can handle directly. And the reason why it's important that we do it all in-house is because we have control over the program. So it's very flexible, the way that we structure it. No two plans are created alike. So every plan has different needs in this area. So we can customize our offering based on that. And because we are doing it ourselves, we also have the ability to make it pretty cost effective. So it's rare that we meet a business owner that actually wants all this responsibility of sending out the notices and processing the transactions. And sometimes it's alarming to them when they sit down and they look at how much that really entails or all the notices they really have to send out. So that's part of this program. We call it our Administrative Advantage Program. We can offer it on any size plan, on any plan that we onboard and service. And it's really a great tool for you as a financial professional as well, because it really helps make plans a lot more sticky. Once plans come to us and utilize that service, it then becomes very difficult for them to leave us or leave you because they get used to having that type of support.
Okay, so what can financial professionals expect in terms of support from Mutual of Omaha Retirement Services?
Well, that answer can vary. So I mentioned before, we have a pretty high touch service model, but we can utilize it in different ways. So regardless of your skill set or your experience level as it relates to 401ks, we can kind of tailor that process to you. We work a lot with advisors where all they do is 401k plans, right? And so they do a lot of the things that our product offers. So in that case, we can be a very good outsourced option for maybe some of the smaller plans that they service, where they can kind of set it and forget it, not need to worry about the day-to-day. But if you're building this side of your book and you maybe have a couple plans, maybe you don't have any, but you'd like to grow that, that's really where our service model can shine. It's not uncommon for our wholesalers in the field to work with advisors and helping them figure out, you know, how to prospect within their community or within their warm network or within their existing client base to try to have those conversations as it relates to the 401k plan. So if you have business owner connections or clients that you haven't spoken to in regards to their 401k plan, that's a conversation that we can make a little bit easier for you, give you some ammunition, some scripting, some guidance, and really be an extension of your practice there. Some of those conversations can get a little bit nuanced. So if you're not dealing in this market every day, it can be nice to have some guidance and kind of directing those conversations in the right way. So that's on the service side and the prospecting side. Once we do onboard a plan, our service model doesn't necessarily end there, where once you want a plan, as a financial professional, we want to help you keep it. We want to help you keep the plan for a long time. So we offer one point of contact on every plan that we onboard and service, meaning you as the financial professional, your client as a small business owner, have a one point of contact. So they have a name, they have a number that they can call. You know, think about things like annual enrollment meetings or annual review meetings. If any issues or questions come up, that can be a nice aspect to have that one person that you can call into that is familiar with the plan, that knows the details, that can help you out. So that's really where we kind of bring that high plan service model down to the small plan market.
Okay, I heard you mention the term Imagine Retirement Right as part of an employee engagement program. Can you share a little more about that?
Yeah, so when I mentioned those enrollment meetings, that's the terminology that we utilize for our what we call not enrollment, but our participant engagement program. So we've kind of shifted our way of thinking around that. So instead of the traditional enrollment or group benefits meeting where a lot of employees might, you know, not want to be there or be a little bit bored or not understand really what they're listening to, we believe that's kind of the engagement issue, right? So when we try to engage folks and get them excited about contributing to their retirement plan, that can sometimes fall on deaf ears in those boring traditional enrollment meetings. So we spent a lot of time and energy and resource behind this program called Imagine Retirement, right? Which really takes a page out of the financial psychology book. We worked with a couple financial psychologists for this, where it's really a subtle shift. And the best way to explain it is we really focus on the what versus the why. We believe as an industry, historically, we've done a very good job of telling people why it's a good idea to save for retirement, why it's probably smart to start putting away money now to secure your future. We feel where we haven't done as good of a job is the what. So instead of telling folks why it's a good idea to save for retirement, let's instead shift and focus on what do we want our retirement to even look like? Let's start there. Let's create that vision first. Everybody has a little bit of a different idea on what they want to do during their retirement. Do they want to move? Do they want to travel the country? Do they want to golf every day? Do they want to relax? We have participants sit down and create an individualized vision board to what they want their retirement to look like. That subtle left to right brain shift creates that spark, that engagement that we're really looking for. And the numbers prove that out. And we've been doing this program for about 3 years. We've seen over a 50% increase in the number of participants who either enroll in the plan for the first time or increase their existing deferrals. So once folks start thinking about what they want their retirement to look like, the why then all of a sudden clicks, where they know now that they need to save if they want this to happen and this vision to become a reality. That's really the key on how this program works. The reason why financial professionals that we partner with love this program is we think for this to work, we need to really foster one-on-one interaction between the participant or the employee base and you and the financial professional. So what that does is it's not just to set up time to sit down one-on-one to talk about setting up the retirement plan and contributing there, but what also happens is creating a need for other services that you offer. So that ancillary business that we all know can be a huge benefit to getting our foot in the door through the 401k plan, those conversations start to flow now. You have those one-on-one interactions set up. So think about things like additional insurance needs or, you know, wealth management possibilities. You know, every employee in that plan bringing in their spouse, talking about their finances, talking about their needs, and then onto the C-suite, right? Key man insurance, buy-sell arrangements, other needs of members of the C-suite within the plan. So that can be one of the biggest benefits to getting involved in the 401k business. And we think this program that we have set up helps you get there. So kind of a dual attack approach there where everybody really wins. As a financial professional, you hopefully get a look at additional ancillary business. And what the real goal is to excite, engage, and get employees or participants start contributing and excited to do so.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I've heard you say before that you don't need to be an expert to get into this business. What do you mean by this, and how can Mutual of Omaha Retirement Services help?
Yeah, Beth. So that's one of the biggest objections that we hear. You know, when we work with financial professionals, we engage for the first time, which is, you know, I haven't done 401ks before. You know, I'm not comfortable. I've heard that the sales cycle's too long. You know, I'm up against experts. Those things can all be true, but they don't need to be. And when you partner up with a partner like us, we think we can help alleviate a lot of those concerns. So if you don't have much 401k business today and you're looking to get into this space, we aim to make it as simplified as possible. And the way that we've done that is we've put together a guide, and we call that our Prospecting Made Easy Guide. So, you know, it's like any other business line or product. There's no magic bullet to prospecting. We're not claiming that we figured out the secret sauce. But what can make it easier and what can kind of maybe shrink some of your sales timelines is really putting a tight process or a guide around how we prospect in the 401k market. So the way we've done that is again, three-step process, keep it easy. Number one, we really just have to identify prospects. So that would be where we would partner and work with you right out of the gate, is to figure out who within your existing book, who within your warm network, who do you do business with personally, who's in your neighborhood, who do you know, Hoosier Centers of Influence that we can tap and really have a conversation starter about their 401k plan. If they have one, what does it look like? What are some needs? What are some enhancements we need to make? And that's what we do as part of step two. And this is where we would come in as a partner. We have the ability through some of the databases that we subscribe to go in and really do a little bit of a deep dive on existing 401k plans. So I'll give an example. You could say, well, I have an existing client that I've done his wealth management for 20 years. He owns a dry cleaner here in town, pretty big operation. I think they have a plan. I never really talked to him about it. All we need is just the name of that company, and we can go back and sort of roll up our sleeves and do some homework for you. We can research the plan. We can see where it's at currently. We can see how long it's been around. We can see how big it is. We can see how many employees are putting money into it. We can take a look at the investments, a whole laundry list of things. Really, what we're looking to do there is identify some red flags. So if we were to go into that meeting and say, you know, Mr. Business Owner, how's everything going with your 401k plan? The typical response to that would be, yeah, fine, everything's great, I have no complaints. Where a lot of times when we peek under the hood, we can find some things that might be issues and that might need to be addressed that they didn't even know about. So that's really where we'd come in and really start scripting that conversation for you and give you some ammunition to bring to that first meeting or bring to the table and change that conversation, right? So it's not, how's everything going with the plan? It's more along the lines of, well, we actually did look at the plan. There's a couple of things here that you might want to look at that you probably weren't aware of that might impact your business that you'd want to take a look at. So that's really how we get that conversation started and then really see what the potential might be for us to talk about potential enhancements, things we think we can offer that might be getting done here better than they would be at their current provider or with their current advisor. And that's the final step, is to get into that yes or no. So now that they've seen that information, let's get them to agree to sit down, doing a full analysis on the plan and talk about where we might be able to improve some things. If it's been a while since they've done that type of evaluation or benchmarked their plan or looked at this in general, it's probably a good idea to do it anyway, even if we're just sitting down and taking a look at that and seeing what's what. So it's a pretty easy way to get your foot in the door there, at least to have those initial conversations. And then again, we can help you do that, really being an extension of your practice to figure out what next steps might look like. And ultimately, the goal is to help win you that business, help win you that plan and get that as part of on your book of business. And then also those ancillary benefits to doing so that we discussed before.
So last question, Bob, what kind of service can plan sponsors expect to get with Mutual of Omaha Retirement Services?
Yeah, so that's, I'm glad you're asking that, because a lot of times we focus very myopically on, you know, the partners that we directly work with, which are you, the financial professionals. And we really aim to offer a high level of service for you and a high touch level of service there. But we really don't want to forget about your client, which is really the end user of our product, of our services, which is the plan sponsor or the business owner. The number one reason in the marketplace why plans leave advisors or leave providers is due to poor service. So, and that's typically on either the employee or the business owner side. So we're very proud of the way we service our plans. And I would say that the best way to measure that is your retention rates. We have a 94% retention rate, which is very high for the space that we service, meaning once we get a plan, we tend to keep it. And we fully believe that's because of the service that we offer. So I mentioned before that one point of contact, that's true right down to the plan sponsor level as well. So anytime there's questions or issues or they want to work with somebody directly on their retirement plan, maybe there's some re-education they want to do, maybe there's some enhancements they want to make, maybe they just want to sit down and review the plan. That's where we have our relationship management team that comes into play. That would be that one point of contact. So that's our goal, is when we help you win that plan, that's the sales aspect to it. But the service aspect to it after that is we really want to help you keep that plan. That's our goal as long as possible. And we believe through good service, we can help you do that.
Okay, great. So who should reps contact if they want to find out more about the Mutual of Omaha Retirement Services?
Yeah, so we, as I mentioned before, we would love to talk about partnering with you, even if it's just to talk further about our offering or our service model or our solution here. Or if you want to get started based on that information you heard on the Prospecting Made Easy guide that we referenced earlier, we'd be happy to get that started for you, or at least share the guide with you so that you can take a look. If you're interested in talking to somebody or learning more on any of that, you can always visit our website, which is getretirementright.com. There's a spot in there where you can enter your information and have your local rep contact you. One of our local wholesalers that's out in the field, no matter where you're located in the country. Or you can also call our sales desk. The sales desk number is 877-401-7253. I'll say that one more time. That's 877-401-7253. And that'll get you hooked up direct with somebody live on our inside sales desk at our headquarters. If you're interested in learning any more, Beth, anyone can certainly reach out to us through either one of those channels. We'd be happy to work with you.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, that concludes our podcast today. We want to thank everyone for joining our podcast. Bob, thank you so much for sharing Mutual of Omaha Retirement Services with us today.
Yeah, this was fun. Thanks for having us, Beth. Hope we can do it again sometime.
Great. Thank you and have a wonderful day.